Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, we live in a time where everybody's supposed to kind of, you need to find out what your victimhood is. Like, what is your personal victimhood? Do you have one, Ryan?
I would say probably caring too much.
About what? Yourself?
Maybe.
Brad's put his head in his hands when you said that. He couldn't take it. He put two hands to his face and buried his face.
Everybody's laughing. I don't love that. I would say that's my victimhood, is people laugh when I talk, even though I'm 100% serious all the time.
If you have a victimhood, or if somebody's reinforced a victimhood for you, then you can have a chip on your shoulder about that. Brad, do you have a chip on your shoulder that you could maybe very well know is, it's not really fair, but you still feel it? Like, obviously, you are white men, the two of you. Mm-hmm. I'm a female. So it would be easy if I wanted to listen to the people who wanted to rile up my emotions and then be an emotionally driven person, for me to just assume that the world was coming to get me because I'm a female. And this is just the plight of the woman, which I kind of feel that way, but it's like a biological plight, which is not even, doesn't even count anymore. Do you have a victimhood?
Man, I don't know. A lot of those got beat out of me in high school. So maybe it was my high school life. I had bad high school experience. So maybe that's my victimhood. I always go back to that and I'm like, I hated that time. And then people talk about their high school careers.
Were you
and what
overweight?
They did.
Now people, you've.
Not as overweight as I had gotten.
And I'm not like, that's not a, that's just a random
like,
question.
Were you a fat kid?
No, to Brad. But Brad's talked about.
You had a bad time in high school. Does that mean you were fat?
Kinda.
No. He's talked about losing 100 pounds. Yes. He's talked about having 3 heart attacks. It's part of his story, but maybe some people who are newer don't know that. But was it were you picked on because of that?
No, not specifically. I mean, I was bigger, but I wasn't like morbidly obese or anything like that in high school. So it was more of like, I don't know, it was just like I didn't have the confidence kind of thing, and that I was an easy target, and so that's why they picked on me.
I could see I had a really, really rough junior high socially. I was very isolated and left out, but like aggressively left out of things. And I mean, the majority of people who I dealt with at that point, I have no problem with them as a 41-year-old woman. But that does leave a chip on your shoulder. And if you see the world only through that vein, boy, are you kind of pulling yourself out of participation in everyday activities, you know? You don't have one, do you?
What, a time of my life?
A victimhood.
I mean, junior high sucked.
But
so,
like,
yeah.
But something that exists in your life, you know, like I was saying, as a female, I could perceive a lot of things to be happening to me because I'm a female. Mm. And sometimes that might be true, but many times it might not be.
Well, this is a weird one because it's very niche, but during COVID and even still a little bit, I'm like, people look at me because I clear my throat, a lot of cough because of cystic fibrosis. And if I was in a place where, like a plane, mm-hmm. or somewhere where people are really hyper-focused on that kind of thing,
You're seeing judgment
I know
that might be there, but also judgment that might not be
there. It might not, but you don't know, but you know that there's an increased level of possibility that that's happening.
You have a hypersensitivity to it.
And that still may happen now, not just because of COVID, but yes.
Congresswoman Sanchez was in a hearing, I think this was today, with Scott Bessent.
Okay. In fact, we've already seen that prices are rising on many everyday goods.
Congresswoman,
please
today,
don't interrupt
today
me.
We had
the time is mine.
Increase.
The time is mine. Please don't interrupt me. I will ask you questions and I will grant you an opportunity to answer them, but please don't interrupt me during my time.
With pleasure.
Okay, I know I'm a woman, but please try to limit yourself to answering my questions. No, I'm sorry, but we get talked over all the time, and I don't want that to happen at the...
Maybe it's because you don't shut up. Just kidding.
Yep, let's go to break. That's pretty much what happened there.
I was just quoting what Ryan said on the while she was talking in the studio that you couldn't hear.
I was off air. I'm like, man, does this lady ever shut up?
Oh, come on. It's too easy, guys. If you're female and you heard that and you got mad at me, knock it off.
Well, the whole room went, oh.
Yeah. She here she is in Congress. She won an election. She's in Congress. She thinks that because she's a woman, that she can spew lies and mistruths that can't be countered by anyone because she's a woman. This is how you take a victimhood, you amplify it, so you can take what was perceived as a weakness, turn it into a strength, and that only works if everybody agrees to it. And Bessent was like, yeah, you are a woman.
It was like he heard the reaction of the room. It was like, I think my job here is done. I don't think I need to say anything else. And plus, his point got through better because of that.
He needed to just do one of those like big eyebrow raises, eye rolls. It was like, okay.
They need to have an extra camera on the person being questioned that they can look to, like Jim from The Office. Like, hey, whoa. Lady's getting a little out of control.
I mean, gosh. The loudest mouths in Congress are women. What do you think, Ryan? You agree?
I don't know who that lady was, but I
don't know.
Thinking
that's
about,
why I called her Congresswoman Sanchez. That's all I know about her. It's on a plate in front of her.
What's the lady De La Rosa with the purple hair? Now, that lady, she definitely does not know what she's doing when she starts questioning people. It is fun.
I wish Bessent would have been like, well, like Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, I didn't want to assume. Your rules.
Oh man, can you imagine if he goes, oh, I didn't know for sure,
and then
how
in,
you identified,
and then in real life some of those thug glasses and cigarettes come down on his face. He just puts it on himself. Politics is fun, guys, if you really want it to be.
It's getting there. It's a little more like British Parliament now. Remember when Mark Wayne McMullen was like, let's fight.
Yeah. Let's He's go. Like, I'm good
you
at that.
You want to go in the octagon? Let's do it.
I don't. How many Congresswoman Sanchez's are there? Congresswoman Sanchez.
Are there a lot?
Spouse. Just checking. Ooh, married. Wait, is that the same congresswoman? Loretta Sanchez, if that's the right person. Hard to tell. Yeah, I think that's her.
I didn't know how you identified Loretta. He should have done that.
She's married. I wonder if that's a happy marriage. Every argument, oh, it's because I'm a woman.
You know what she needs to do is argue more with her spouse about inflation numbers. Because he may have had a little bit to say about that, and that she could have avoided doing it in Congress.
What does he do? Jack Einwichter.
What did you say her first name was? Because I've got Linda Sanchez.
Is that the... Okay, are we talking... Ooh, that might be Linda. If you look at Loretta and Linda, they kind of look at the same.
Uh-oh.
I think that's Linda Sanchez.
I do, too. I think that's Linda Sanchez.
Spouse.
Yeah, it is.
Jim Sullivan. Wouldn't it be, do you, if you're that person in Congress, at a public hearing to Scott Bessent, are you that person everywhere? I know you think you can talk over me because I'm a woman. I don't understand like that. You are accepting a degradation of who you are, like a cultural degradation. You are validating it when you say that, aren't you?
Yes. And you are that person. There's no way that you decided, oh, you know what? In this moment, I could probably play the woman card. I don't usually like to do that, but I'm going to do it here.
Isn't she also by saying, like, I know you will not talk over me. I know I'm a woman. Isn't she, by virtue of saying that to a man, saying that you can say, you can treat men that way? She wouldn't say that to a woman, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Yes.
And again, these are based on the common sense acceptance of biological male and female. Because in their world, none of this makes any sense because everything would have had to have been stated. Do you remember when Kamala Harris opened that meeting and she like gave all of those details about...
Oh, yeah.
I did read later on that there was a person or persons at that table who were either deaf or blind.
Yeah, because she described, like, and I'm wearing a blue suit.
Yes, yeah. Probably blind. And she was like articulating what it is. But we've seen even national figures, foreign political figures acknowledge land ownership. All of this stuff is so virtue signaling nonsense. It doesn't really mean anything to real people. At the end of the day, if you're in government, the question is, how are you serving the country's people? And when you have Scott Bessent, what, Secretary of the Treasury, sitting there and she's saying things about prices going up and if prices are not going up, and the Secretary of Treasury is supposed to sit there and keep his mouth shut because he's a man, none of that would have been in play if the Secretary of Treasury was Scarlett Bessent. Into library.
Or if Scott Bessent went out for South Carolina women's soccer.
I am a female softball player. And she's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. This is so unnerving.
And I'm the Treasury Secretary.
Yeah, look at my success.
He's 100% right about the facts of that argument.
Yeah,
though.
but her retort is, yes. You are not allowed to speak.
It's so funny when these rando reps... You know, some of them are really good at it. And then some people like this, they get a couple minutes. They're like, Representative Sanchez, I don't remember your first name. Why don't you go up there?
Linda or Loretta, one or the other.
Either way. And they're like, oh, great. I got some good talking points. You're talking to Scott. I wouldn't want to question Scott Bessent, the Secretary of Treasury, because that guy's super smart on economics.
Did you hear that there was a physical dust up between him and Elon Musk?
I did hear that.
Did you guys talk about that?
No.
No, we didn't.
How mainstream is that rumor?
I think we've all heard it, but there was no way for us to verify it, so we just didn't address it.
I think
it.
It's mainstream enough that Trump actually addressed it.
I mean, this is Hawaii Annie dipping in and going, what? Bye.
I know.
Pina colada, please. But
it's a funny story.
The allegation is that there was a physical altercation between Bessent and Elon Musk, and that's where his black eye came from, not from Little X. Who Elon Musk said that he told Little X, punch me in the face. These are all believable stories.
I don't know. I think that there two things could be true here. That the black eye is separate from whatever this altercation is, and the altercation could have actually happened. I did read that they told Trump about it at the time, not since the reports come out, but at the time that it happened. And this is why I was like...
The time that what happened?
At the time that there was the little dust-up between Bessent and Musk, both of whom are really tall, big guys. But they told Trump about it because he wasn't there. And Trump, it sounded like Trump goes, WTF or something. Like, what is happening?
The amount of restraint shown by Donald Trump and being like, Elon's a good guy. He didn't need this, which is what he's been saying this whole time. And Musk is like, Trump is on the Epstein list. Just you wait. Pin this tweet. I'm going to delete it later, but pin it for now. And Trump's like, he was very good at what he's, and I wish him well. And I'm like, something's up here. Go ahead.
So Trump did an interview with Miranda Devine.
Okay.
Actually. And maybe it was something else. I mean, he had the fight with Scott Bessent outside your office. Yeah, well, they had not a fist fight, you know, people, but I guess they had a little bit of a shouting match. But that's
did you hear?
That's typical. I heard a little bit. That's sort of typical.
It's typical.
You know,
yeah.
That happened, actually.
And maybe it was something else. I mean, he had the fight with Scott Best.
That's got to happen.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was a lot of fighting, but physical fighting between two grown men.
Yeah.
That's a little surprising.
We've never had a physical fight on the show.
No. Not yet.
I don't know that we've ever yelled at each other, but we've certainly, over the years working in super close proximity, had a very few times where we've had to say some things. You can't, I mean, the fact that there are disagreements, you do your best to, if you're engaging in conflict, you have to understand that the conflict exists because everybody believes that there's something better on the other side of the conflict. It can't be conflict for conflict's sake. Mm-hmm. Now imagine trying to save the future of the country. Like, the pressure would be super, super high. And with the egos that are in play in that room at any given time, they all think they're absolutely right. And Donald Trump has had the wisdom to always surround himself with people who are passionate and brilliant at the things, at the category with which they're included in the conversation. Plus, Elon Musk was doing some stuff.
And I've seen those rumors for a long time, but you can't corroborate them, so you don't report on them. But just so people know what we're talking about, I pulled up the little quote of what it said the fight was. Because I have not heard that it was a fist fight. I heard they kind of were bumping a little bit. And this says, quote, Scott said, Scott Bessent, "You're a fraud. You're a total fraud," unquote. And this is Steve Bannon saying this, but others have kind of echoed similar sentiment. Musk then rammed his shoulder into Bessent's rib cage like
is
a rug.
Is that how high Elon Musk is?
I don't
did
know.
Did he lower or did
well,
he just Bessent's run straight at him?
Well, Bessent's tall too, though.
Yeah, he's super tall.
Musk then rammed his shoulder into Bessent's rib cage like a rugby player, Bannon said. And then Bessent hit him back. So maybe that is the fist part. I don't know. Multiple people stepped in to break up the scrum as the two men reached the national...
You think it was Will? He's going, guys. He's going like this, guys.
You're looking up. Break up the scrum
They're
as the two
people.
Men reached the National Security Advisor's office and Musk was shuffled out of the West Wing. President Trump heard about it and said, this is too much.
Let's take a quick break. We'd love to know what you think about it. You can comment on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat and answer this question. Related, because it's all related, did you vote for this? Let us know in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Let's have some fun when we come back. Don't go away.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm no one to stick around.
This song goes out to from Ryan Wiggins to his favorite soda, Dr. Pepper. What states did you travel to in vacation?
Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Was that a love song?
I don't know.
To Dr. Pepper?
From you. I'm
trying to figure it out.
You know, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Ryan Wiggins, Dr. Pepper. Doctor is a she.
I mean, I do love it.
Is Dr. Pepper a he or a she to you?
A he.
Okay.
Now, Pib Extra is gender neutral now because it dropped the mister. It's non-binary.
It's mixed Pib.
Can we not? Oh, we're going to get in trouble. This is not what I want to lose my job for.
And I really appreciate it when I still go to a restaurant and I see Mr. Pib on there and I'm like, yeah, darn right. Don't dead name it, but thank you.
There is a recall on cases of Dr. Pepper.
What?
Oh, no.
Has been upgraded due to a serious health risk.
Oh, no.
This story is like about you.
Is it also like got Haribo in there or something?
Just wait.
Oh, no.
So delicious.
Soda was only distributed to retailers in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
Oh, no.
Did you drink any Dr. Pepper in South Carolina?
Can't say I didn't. I don't note every time I drink Dr. Pepper.
Do you drink
it's like
Dr. Pepper every...
You
okay.
Just sort of visit.
Oh, wow.
You visit it and you reacquaint yourself frequently, and then you move on.
Don't have your wife listen to this. Is she on summer break? We're all
yes.
In big trouble when our spouses... It's like the first few weeks that our spouses are on summer break and they can actually listen to the show. We have a lot of regret. Like, crap, they're listening to us right now. On May 23rd, the United States Food and Drug Administration and Dr. Pepper issued a voluntary recall on 19,203 12-pack and 24 cases of 12-ounce cans of Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar.
I do drink that sometimes.
Well, it wasn't zero sugar.
Oh, it wasn't?
That's why they have the recall.
Wait, was it full of parasites or was it just sugared?
It kind of depends on your approach to sugar. On Thursday, the FDA's recall was upgraded to Class 2, which the organization describes as a, quote, situation in which use of or exposure to a violative product may cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences or where the probability of serious adverse health consequences is remote. The cans produced by Jacksonville, Florida-based Pepsi Beverages Company were labeled zero sugar. They were found to contain the full amount of sugar that is in a regular can, which is around 39 grams of sugar. Is that a lot?
It's low for a soda.
That's like you talking about your diabetes numbers. They're pretty low for a diabetic.
You know what? Because here's what I do. I mix now, because I'm trying to cut down on sugar a little bit. I'll mix regular Dr. Pepper and zero.
You have a problem.
Because I can't tell the taste.
Just go cold turkey on soda for like 2 weeks and then reintroduce yourself to zero sugar and you will think that it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Super cool idea. No, thank you. I am going to continue to do what I do.
I only care about you.
And if that half had sugar, I guess it wouldn't be the end of the world. Now, if it had E. coli, then I think that'd be a different story. Although, I mean, my stomach's so screwed up. I probably wouldn't even know if I had E. coli.
Why is your stomach screwed up?
Just always is. Probably from all the crap I eat.
The sugar?
I mean, I never really know what the problem is. I just know that there's problems.
The recall only applies to Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar and not any other Dr. Pepper products. Have you ever consumed a recalled product?
With the amount of deli meat that I eat, I would assume yes.
You ever had Listeria?
Probably.
That's why women who are pregnant should not eat deli meat,
mm-hmm.
unless you heat it up. Have you ever... I mean, I guess you could eat like a grilled sandwich.
It's just weird when you heat up deli meat, because then it kind of flops around and you're trying to put it in your mouth and you're like, ew. You sort of like still kind of shove it in there. I don't want a hot sandwich, though. I just want I just want that hot meat. It's such a gross idea to heat up one piece of deli meat in the microwave. Because that's what I'm picturing. I'm sure you could heat up a whole sandwich, and that's fine. That would be the normal way to do it. But one piece of deli meat, you take that out and it's shaken.
You're unreal.
But. The trade-off is Listeria. So.
It's a hard choice.
Yep. That and gout.
What do you get for breakfast at McDonald's?
Sausage biscuit.
Sometimes
McGriddles.
When you go to McDonald's for breakfast, is it out of necessity? Is it out of like, hey, I am up and moving and have time to get McDonald's breakfast? When you go to eat breakfast at McDonald's, what's the motivation behind it?
It's not a luxury, but I would say it is sometimes a necessity. Because the time that we go on here, sometimes I'll grab breakfast on my way in so that I don't have to go back out to get something. And that's when I'll get a McDonald's breakfast. So
you get here at 10.
Well, I'll get here around then, but then you're not serving lunch yet. And then I don't want to get here and then immediately have to.
How many McDonald's do you pass on the way here? You could get breakfast and lunch on your way to work.
I don't think they're serving lunch at 10. And that's cutting it close, too.
Don't they serve lunch 24 hours a day?
I don't know.
I thought breakfast is an addition. I thought you could get... I've never had a double cheeseburger at 8 a.m., but I thought you could if you wanted to in America.
I think it's possible that you can, but it's going to take a while because they're not making many of them.
Brad, if you're getting... Do you like McDonald's? Well, first of all, do you like McDonald's breakfast?
If I get McDonald's breakfast, I get the Egg McMuffin.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not very... Like, I can't really do the sausages or the biscuits or anything like that, but I like the Egg McMuffin. It's my favorite.
Shelley says McDonald's breakfast is only out of convenience. I think it's a destination.
It's a
I'm
mood.
I'm not going to argue with that.
It's for sure a mood.
It's a mood.
The only other... Hardee's has great breakfast.
Yeah, they do.
And I have a Hardee's near me, so maybe that's why I like it. But I think Hardee's has a great breakfast. Do you ever care about the health factor in your McDonald's breakfast?
I try to eat less sugar and gluten than I used to. So if you want to say that is concerning myself, then yes. But I also still eat sugar and gluten. I just tried to reduce them. So not really.
So like, what you're saying is no.
If I go to McDonald's to get a sausage biscuit... You know, a lot of that sandwich is biscuit, and that is like the most bleached flour gluten thing you could get. So
eatingwell.com has the three healthiest breakfast items you can get at McDonald's. Do you want to know what they are? Or do you just not care and we should end the segment?
No. I'll listen and then I'll forget on purpose.
If one of these three things was something you would eat, would you be willing to keep eating it even though it is in fact healthy?
If I like the way it tastes.
Okay. Fruit and maple oatmeal.
No, thank you.
320 calories, 64 grams of carbs, 4 grams of fiber, 6 grams of protein. Egg McMuffin. Is that what you said you get?
Yep.
310 calories, half the carbs of the oatmeal.
Yeah.
2 grams of fiber, 3 grams of total sugar in an Egg McMuffin, and 17 grams of protein. And then a sausage burrito, which kind of surprised me. 310 calories, total carbs, 25 grams, 1 gram of fiber, 13 grams of protein, total sugars 2 grams, total fat 17 grams. It's the fattiest of those three. But high protein, low sugar Are you getting any of those?
Huh. Kind of a little surprised that bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles isn't on there.
the steak bagel sandwich isn't on there either.
I should have read the paragraph or the sentence right before this chart. It says, as you peruse the McDonald's breakfast menu, you're better off steering clear of biscuits, McGriddles, hash browns, and hotcakes.
Man, those McGriddles are something else, though. That's a genius of modern invention. They put little pockets of syrup in the biscuit.
It's a pancake.
Whatever. It's great.
It's a pancake with an M on it.
I know. I know. That's how you know it's real.
Do you eat any fast... If you go to any fast food restaurant, is health a factor for you at all?
Not really, other than the fact that I am trying to eat a little bit less sugar and gluten. But if I'm going to fast food...
Just say not really.
If I'm going to fast food, it's like I've already kind of succumbed to the fact that it's not going to be good. So... But here's the thing. With the breakfast foods, you know who else has pretty good breakfast? Taco Bell. Surprisingly good breakfast.
Never had it. What do you eat?
I think I just eat whatever they are doing that month because they change it up. But one of the things I love getting there...
Here's no definitive answers.
Here's the discipline that I'm trying to get to.
You just said Taco Bell has like the best breakfast.
Yeah.
And then I said, what do you eat? And then you're like, I don't know. Whatever they're serving.
Whatever their thing is that month that they're like, $5 for a Crunchwrap.
Again, sure. It's about the money.
Yeah, exactly. But I will discipline myself, and I want credit for this, on not getting the giant pack of Cinnabon Minis. Those little...
Do you get the small pack?
Well, that'll get you in trouble.
Sometimes I'll get the 2-pack because they're so good. But if you get the 12... First of all,
how many are you eating?
They're expensive.
How many?
They're like a buck a piece or something ridiculous.
If
not quite
cave
there. But.
And you get the 12 pack, how many are you eating on your own?
The last time I got the 12 pack, it was with my two sons, and we each had 4. So my answer is
that's
4.
That's not, no. You haven't talked about the time when you were by yourself and you got the 12 pack.
I don't think that I have gotten it by myself. Because I'm disciplined. That's the whole point. That's why I brought up Taco Bell at all, is because I've shown restraint.
Yeah, everybody brings up Taco Bell to talk about discipline.
Discipline.
It's what I do. And I could, I'm a free American man. I could go to Taco Bell every single morning and get a huge pack. I could get multiple. I could get a 48 pack if I wanted to because
I'm
a free man. Yeah,
but you'd complain all day about how much it costs.
I wouldn't. That's one of the reasons I don't. But that... Again, shows discipline, and they're high in sugar because they're full of cream. It's so good. Oh my gosh.
Once it hits your lips. All right, let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll up on the Annie Fry YouTube channel right now. Did you vote for this? Yes, all of it. Mixed emotions. You're an unhappy Trump voter, or no, you didn't vote for Trump. I think we're adding texting, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do we have access to that yet?
Not yet.
Pretty soon, we still want you to vote in the YouTube live chat poll every day, but pretty soon you're going to be able to text us. That's kind of cool. Let's take a quick break. We'll get Ethan back in here and the results of the poll right before we wrap it up and hand it over to Mark Reardon. Don't go away. I'm stuck
with you, stuck with you, stuck. I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I mentioned that all three of us here are married to public school teachers. Not public school teachers, but school teachers. One of us is not married to a public school teacher, but just a regular teacher, or maybe a better teacher. We'll let them fight about it.
Yeah, like Musk and Besant.
And then he slash she lowered their shoulder.
Yeah. And Trump said, "This is too much."
You got Trump to say it's too much. It's funny. So our spouses could at any time be listening to the show, but we're probably overindulging ourselves and thinking that they would want to. Let's be honest. They're not listening. I sent this article out to the team. It was like, hey, can we talk about this? And everybody agreed it was fine. It's from CNBC. I'm a psychologist who studies couples. The top four things couples fight about in relationships. Number one can lead to divorce. The number one is tone of voice or attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So in my relationship with my husband, I am when it's time to argue, this is shocking everybody. I am more of the talker than he is. And I think that I don't know if that's the case in every relationship, if the woman is more of the talker or the listener, but I also am aware that I can be good at arguing, and therefore I will try to hold back as much as I can until I feel like I can't be quiet about it anymore. Are you the talker in an argument in your house, Ryan?
No, I think we're both talkers, so we kind of go back and forth depending on the topic. And it depends on who's passionate about what. You know, am I defending something or am mm-hmm. I, you know, trying to move the ball forward on something, and you kind of go back and forth.
Because I feel the way now, my husband and I have been married since 2007, which makes it 17 and a half years. The way we have argued over the course of our relationship, either when we were dating, are we boring you? Are you okay?
No, you're fine. No, you're doing a great show.
The biggest yawn I've ever seen.
It was just—it was a little yawn.
I actually heard it before I saw it, and I looked over, and you almost ate that microphone. We should fight about it right now and see who the talker really is.
Look, hosting takes a lot out of you.
Tomorrow, I am going to just yawn through Wiggins America. I'm not going to drink my Scooter's coffee. I was gone for a week and a half. I thought Scooters might have thought I was dead. They were happy to see me. Are you good?
Oh, I'm fine.
We're almost done.
No, it was a genuine yawn. It wasn't a boredom yawn.
That's even worse.
I'm actually just tired. I've been doing a lot. You're doing a great job, though.
Thanks.
That's what that yawn was meant to convey.
As evidenced by the fact that you'd rather be napping.
We have to convey these things because we're the talkers. So
you just said you weren't.
Well, I said I could be either. And in this circumstance, I'm talking because you didn't receive my yawn properly.
Oh, it's my fault. You're yawning in the middle of the show.
I had to explain it.
Yeah, mansplain it. See, when a man yawns while a woman is talking,
it means he's interested
false.
In what she's saying.
17 years of marriage. We dated for about 3.5 years. Conflict and arguing and disagreement has looked very different over those years. Would you, in your relationship with your wife, Ryan, would you say that it's been pretty steady the way you deal with conflict, or has that evolved with your relationship?
It's evolved. We've gotten better at it. I mean, you just know each other better in a lot of ways, so you know how to approach an issue where you wouldn't have before. You also know your own trigger points worse or better, so you know how to avoid those things too.
What about you, Brad?
I am the talker.
Yeah.
Like, very much the talker. And that was a point of contention in our relationship early on, because you talked about this a little bit earlier, but the point of conflict is to resolve or come to a resolution. And that's how I come to a resolution. And my wife was not that kind of person, did not enjoy conflict, would avoid
it. You said was not. Does she enjoy it now?
She understands where it's coming from now. And yeah, then we're able to come to a resolution. That doesn't mean that we're like shouting at one another or anything like that, but I'm still the talker.
Isn't it interesting when you're arguing in a relationship that some people, it's not always one or the other, but people I think have leanings and tendencies that there might be somebody in the relationship that needs a feeling resolved. And then there are people in the relationship that need an outcome resolved. Are you more one than the other?
Gosh, it's so hard because I probably could be either. I would say about myself, I need the outcome resolved so that I can have peace. But ultimately, it's the peace that I'm looking for. So that's an emotional resolve. It's very complicated. I'm a complicated man.
Stop talking.
I'm a free man.
Brad, talk.
Go to Taco Bell every morning if I wanted to.
Go back to sleep.
I very rarely can I find a resolution to the feelings that I have. So to me, it's better not to worry about that, because
what does that mean? How can you not find
the only thing that fixes is how I'm feeling is time. I just have to let the emotion go away, and I don't want to have a fight over just the emotion. So
does the emotion actually go away, or does it just subside until next time?
No, it actually goes away. So you know, and it's something that I have to deal with internally. I can't ask somebody to make me happy. That's not fair to them. Or make me not mad. That's not fair to them. But if there's an external factor, if we can solve the problem, I'm all about. That's usually what gets me going.
My position is I'm usually an outcome person. If I'm arguing, it's because of an outcome. But where I have probably made the most self-progress is being able to identify when it's not really about an outcome, it is really about a feeling or emotion. And now I can just, I'm much more open to the idea of saying, when you said this or when you did this, it really hurt my feelings. And I almost always in those instances be like, I know this isn't what you meant. I know your intention wasn't to be hurtful, but this is how I heard it. And then if that is the case, my husband is like, I did not mean that, and I'm sorry that your feelings were hurt. And then that's kind of the end of it. But for whatever reason, earlier in the relationship, there's a lot of games. Like, nobody wants to say, my feelings are hurt because you did this or said this. And then if you never, I just think this far into marriage, almost 18 years into marriage, I just don't have the time to play the games anymore. I'm not going days with my spouse waiting for him to try to understand the thing that upset me. Has the time you're willing to argue about something shortened?
You know, it's weird. I would say the amount of things we're willing to argue about has decreased.
Oh, that too.
It's more that we got a little fight, and then we just kind of don't talk about it, and we know, you know what, by tomorrow this probably won't matter, and we never talk about it, which is the opposite of what professionals tell you.
You have to be able to identify, though, when you're saying, like, things that you can just let go. You have to be able to identify the things you can let go, or the things that you're going to let go but hold on to with just two fingers back here, just in case you need it.
Yes, those are the worst, because everybody does it. But we've kind of gotten to a place where it's like, if it's not a really big fight, we just kind of let it go and then go, do we need to talk about this the next day or two? And if we don't, we just kind of move on.
Ethan, you want to talk about your new marriage?
What would you like to hear?
Are you somebody who, in an argument once, or a conflict, doesn't have to be an argument, mm-hmm. doesn't have to be a slap fight or anything, but are you somebody who is usually seeking an outcome resolution or an emotional resolution? Like, you want to be Ooh. Made to feel better about something, or all I want is for this outcome to happen?
That's a really good question. I think that I am outcome, but I also, it takes having to actively sometimes fight the emotion that a disagreement or an argument brings.
Mm-hmm. I feel you, brother. I feel you.
Here we go.
I feel you in my soul.
He woke up to tell you that.
Yeah. I was about to pass out.
I missed what he was
talking about, emotions and stuff, and I'm like, yo.
Maybe he's sleepwalking. Sleep talking.
I heard about that. That
was a good hour.
It was your last hour, wasn't it?
It was.
It was the last
Nothing
thing.
To lose now.
It was his Friday.
I appreciate that. We could talk more about this another time, and when Ryan is more with us. We'll fight about
we'll
it off
see.
Air.
May we'll I have see. To wait till next Monday.
I'm going to give Ryan the loudest cold shoulder here in a couple of minutes.
Not a cold shoulder. Give me a Besant shoulder.
Right in the ribs.
Did Elon Musk throw the shoulder?
Oh, it's Musk. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure we know our roles. All right, let's go, Ethan.
277 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Did you vote for this? Yes, all of it. Mixed emotions, unhappy Trump voter, or no, didn't vote Trump. 1% are unhappy Trump voters. 4% say no, they didn't vote for Trump. 11% have a mixed emotions, and an overwhelming 83% say yes, they voted for all of it.
All right, you did vote for this, or at least so you say. Thank you for being with us. I'm so happy to be back. Everybody here, Manny Fry Show, thank you for holding down the fort while I was gone. Everybody loves you. I do too. Keep it here. Mark Rude, next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.